I mean, does it not follow of absolute necessity that what Dan Savage did there means that he is encouraging bullying against Christians? I mean, it would follow of necessity if he's identifying our viewpoints as incorrect and human beings will just automatically beat up anybody or bully anybody who has a different viewpoint than them, then that would mean he is causing hatred and bullying towards Christians, which, of course, you would say is absurd, but that's the absurdity of this entire kind of argumentation where you don't state the fundamental presuppositions you're operating on, because if you did, everyone would laugh at you. And that's, unfortunately, what's going on in so much of the conversation that takes place in our culture today, is these unstated assumptions can never survive examination under the light of day. But unfortunately, in most of the venues in which he speaks, he's never going to be subjected to any meaningful cross-examination anyways.